Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 218 for Friday, January 9th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mixed amid quiet, choppy activity on Friday. The evening of positions ahead of Monday's USDA monthly crop report was contributing to the mixed tone. Canola was anywhere from $2 lower to 50 cents higher. March was up that 50 cents at $452.20 per ton. May was down a dollar. Weakness in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures weighed on values, as did profit-taking on recent gains and light farmer selling. The large U.S. soybean supply situation, favorable weather for South American soybean crops, and weakness in Chicago soy oil values were also bearish. On the other side, signs of good demand for global oil seeds, steady commercial buying interest for canola, and strength in Chicago soybeans were supportive. The downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was also bullish, as it made canola more attractively priced for crushers and exporters. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybeans were trading on both sides of unchanged as traders squared positions ahead of Monday's USDA report. Soybean futures were mixed for most of the day, but were mostly higher at the close, anywhere from half a cent lower to 4 cents higher. March up 4.25 cents, $10.52.5 per bushel. Traders were being wary of pushing the market too far one way or the other ahead of Monday's report, which has a history of having surprises. Continued strong demand for U.S. soybeans remained supportive overall, though good weather for South American crops was overhanging prices. Corn futures in Chicago were firmer. Prices were anywhere from 4 to 6 cents higher. March up that 6 cents at $4.25 per bushel. News that private exporters booked sales of 136,000 tons of U.S. corn for delivery to South Korea this year were bullish. Expectations that the USDA will lower their 2014-15 production for U.S. corn in Monday's report were also supportive. However, pre-report expectations call for large U.S. corn stocks in Monday's report, which was limiting the gains. Wheat values were mixed throughout the day, but were mostly lower at the close, prices anywhere from 4 to 6 cents softer. March was down 4.5 cents at $5.62.5 a bushel. Ideas that cold weather didn't cause much damage to U.S. winter wheat crops this week were bearish, as were forecasts calling for warmer weather in the U.S. Midwest next week. Ongoing strength in the U.S. dollar index and slow export demand for U.S. supplies was also behind the weakness. However, worries about freezing weather hurting winter wheat crops in Ukraine helped to limit the losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, January 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.